prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Drew Leader about a paper that's going to be right up everybody's alley. The paper's called Take Your Pill, The Role and Fantasy of Pills in Modern Medicine. Then we're going to change it up. Second hour, we're going to be joined by Jeff Galini to talk about, can you trust your protein powder? The rash of failed label claims and spiked protein products just in the recent 6 or 7 months is astonishing. Most people are confused. I know people who said they're not even going to take protein powders anymore because they're not sure what's in them. We're going to get to the bottom of that a little bit later in the show. But first, let's welcome Dr. Drew Leader. How you doing, Dr. Leader?
Good.
Okay, first I have to ask why you took the time to assess this phenomenon, which is a relatively new phenomenon that's only occurred, I would say, over the past 80 years or so, with the magic of pill popping.
Yeah, well, my background is I'm an academic philosopher who also has a medical degree. So for a while, I've been working on that intersection of medicine and philosophy. But I became interested in this issue, I think personally, because I found myself taking more and more pills as I got older, starting to consider taking high blood pressure pills and statin pills and pain pills. And I started looking at my ever-increasing stash of pills and just thinking about how culturally pervasive this phenomenon is of taking a pill for anything and everything. What are the good sides of this, but also what are the negative side effects, kind of physically and culturally?
Well, and this phenomenon is not exclusively the problem of the pharmaceutical agenda. We see this even in our audience, who tends not to take pharmaceutical drugs but turns to supplements. We look for magic in these things for some reason. We feel that there's something lacking. And it can be solved by a supplement, a pill, a powder, a potion. Now, this is nothing new. Potions and magical medicines have been around forever, but it's gotten so much worse today that it's unbelievable. I want to just go over some statistics, and then we're going to talk about your paper. This is all from the CDC's own website. Prescription drug overdoses were the leading cause of injury death in 2012. The leading cause above motor vehicle traffic crashes, okay? And when we talk about prescription drug overdoses, we're not just talking about the recreational use of prescription drugs. We're talking about drugs as prescribed by a physician. In 2011, 1.4 million emergency room visits involved non-medical use of pharmaceuticals, but over 700,000 individuals were seen in hospitals taking drugs the way they were supposed to. That's 50% of those people are taking drugs the way they're prescribed. Now, of that group, 71,000 of that 700,000 plus were children. And then another 177,000 were 65 years and older, which we're seeing a rise in that now that insulin is being used, by the way. Insulin has thrown a new, very, very dangerous factor into this whole thing. But a couple more things. What would you guess the number one drug that sends people to the emergency room as a result of an adverse reaction would be, Dr. Leader? And maybe you know this already.
No, I don't.
You're gonna be shocked. I was shocked.
Okay.
I was shocked.
Tell me.
Antibiotics.
Really?
Allergic reactions to antibiotics is the number one reason. Over 19% of those emergency room visits in general are a result of a negative reaction to an antibiotic. I thought it was going to be an opioid or something like that. Antibiotics. This is from the CDC's own website.
Wow.
Almost 4 out of 5 emergency department visits for antibiotics associated adverse drug events are due to allergic reactions. Unbelievable. And according to the CDC right now, another phenomenon that you just mentioned, which is known as polypharmacy, according to the CDC, over 50 million Americans, 18 or older, take 4 or more prescription drugs a day. It's shocking to me. Anyway, okay. So obviously, these are the types of things that made you decide to look into this phenomenon, correct?
Uh-huh.
So how is this phenomenon, this is not by accident. This is a plan. Isn't it a plan to make people believe that all of their ills, acute diseases, or even making the human condition better, add a pill and you're better than plus one? This phenomenon has been promoted by the drug industry, has it not?
I think it has. I mean, in the paper I wrote, which you're referring to, you do have a combination, which you talked about, of sort of an age-old fantasy, you know, for the magic potion that could heal all our ills or even improve our performance and, you know, limit our vulnerability to aging, fatigue, et cetera. But when that unfolds in a consumerist and a capitalist context, it turns out that pills make a great consumer product. You know, they're definitely reproducible on the industrial level. They can be transported and sold in distant locations. Since you need to take one or a number of them per day, you have to purchase more the next day and the next day. And so there are tremendous, profit focus. There are many ways in which the pharmaceutical industry has grown and has influenced legislation and has, found ways to get patients and physicians both, prescribing and asking for more and more and more drugs. That's almost the way you ritualize the visit between clinician and patient, that at a certain point, a prescription is handed over, and everyone has a sense that, something powerful and important has come out of the visit, and it does become a tremendous profit generator.
Well, and I used to jokingly say, whenever we would talk about evolution, overlay that on how we live life today, I used to say, boy, how did we make it 4.6 million years without pills? All of a sudden, everyone has to take a pill today. If you go to a doctor and you're above the age of 40, it's predictable that you will come home with a prescription for something. And I always say, well, how did my grandfather live to be 93 years old? And my parents in their late 80s, how did they get by without pills? I mean, especially the previous generation, my grandparents and their parents, they had no pills. Medicine wasn't a profitable business. We didn't have health care back then. We didn't have a system to pay for medicine. People didn't even go to the hospital to deliver their babies. How did we survive? Today, the underlying message of every ad you see on TV for a pharmaceutical drug is you cannot live without this.
That is a really good point. It shows how we're living in a certain era, a certain style of medicine and even a style of approaching life, mediated through this cultural fantasy of, the potency and the necessity of taking all these pills for all the different areas of our health and our coping, our psychological equilibrium, on and on and on. Pills have somehow entered all those areas of life and seemed to become necessary.
Well, and I saw this particular phenomenon at its worst with my sister Valerie, who we just lost a couple years ago to Parkinson's disease. And she went to some very, very popular, world-renowned clinics, Barrows, even Cornell University in New York, searching for answers. And what she came home with were not promises of cures, but ways to manage the disease. But the irony was that many of the medications that they experimented, and I use that word specifically with her, certain SSRIs that have side effects of neuromuscular damage, they actually sped the disease along. But all along, she would be told by her physicians to take her meds. Even though they weren't working for her, she was. No one ever said, you know what, maybe you're the one person that this isn't going to work for. Maybe you should back off of these meds. They look like they're not working for you. In fact, they look like they're making symptoms worse. No one said that. Everyone said, even though they are not working, they didn't say those words. They said, but you got to keep taking these meds. If you don't take them, it's going to be worse. Keep taking them. And the sad part is, we'll never know if that was true. If she would have stopped taking them, would she have experienced maybe less damage to her body?
Yeah, it's a sad story, but I think it's one that we see over and over again. A lot of these pills are very powerful, and the alterations they make in your body and mind are not always positive. They can be destructive, or sometimes they're both positive and destructive simultaneously. And as you were talking, I was thinking, well, the person themselves is the one in the best position to try to assess, is this really helping or is this harming? Sometimes we give too much power over to the doctor.
Bingo. You know,
over to the pharmaceutical protocols instead of trusting our own body, mind, wisdom, and then responding to that and really trying to communicate it clearly to our clinicians so they will hear us and they will be responsive.
Well, part, I think I fault the American Medical Association with this. They have worked very, very hard to position physicians as the closest thing to God, him or herself. You never, my parents were of the generation, you never question your physician. If your physician told you to take something, you took it. And you didn't use your own intuitions and instincts to ever second guess your physician because they knew better than you. And that has been a purposeful brainwashing of the public so that they could deliver services and products like pharmaceutical drugs without any resistance whatsoever. And I think today's generation, it's backfiring. We have more people who walk in, thanks to the internet, sometimes with greater knowledge about the ailments and illnesses that they face than their own physician. And when you see in your physician's eyes, wow, he doesn't even know about this, then you go to yourself, well, maybe I'm not going to listen to this guy or gal.
Yeah. There is another aspect to it also, though, where there's so much direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical advertising, which is a funny thing, where you see products being advertised to you, antidepressants, erectile dysfunction treatments, which you cannot yourself purchase. So why are they showing me the ads? But the idea is that you will go to your physician and say, I need this drug.
Right.
And in many cases, the physician is actually eager to please their patient and give them what they want. And so sometimes it's not only physicians forcing drugs onto their patients, but patients forcing drugs onto their physicians.
Yes.
And everyone kind of signs off that this is, this kind of seals our relationship, is the handing over of the prescription.
Yeah, it's actually in the pharmaceutical industry, it's called a push-pull effect. So you have a push effect from the pharmaceutical rep that walks into the physician's office and says, hey, this is great for this, 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 and that. But the physician doesn't have time to start to promote this drug, they know that it's available. And the pharmaceutical industry knows that the physician doesn't have the time. And quite often, physicians are starting to figure this out, too, because physicians are not sinister. They don't start out life going, I want to become a doctor so I can take advantage of people and spend a lot and make a lot of money. They really want to help people. So a lot of physicians are reluctant to just promote these drugs. So the second part of the equation is to have the consumer come in and ask about the drug. And then the physician acquiesces. They go, well, yeah, you know, wait, I have some samples. Let's try it. Because the physician doesn't want to, as you put it, disappoint the patient. The patient expects something. No patient wants to go to the doctor and drop money and go home with no more information than when they arrived. And so the pharmaceutical agenda is really working very well in that area. It's a fantastic marketing plan. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Dr. Drew Leader. We're talking about pills, why we think they are magic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable.
health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Get everything right, and I want you to.
Welcome
get
back.
Everything right, I'm not playing.
We're talking with Dr. Drew Leader. We're talking about the fantasy around what pills can do for us. So, let's talk about the cultural effects that allow the magic of pills to be bought by the population for a second. You point out some interesting things in your paper, some parallels that we believe in things like money will bring happiness and status and so on. And this kind of plays right into the notion that allows us to then believe that some little pill will actually make us better than what we could be without it, right?
Yeah, I think it's a very, you know, kind of capitalist fantasy, as you say. It's sort of like having money will bring us happiness, or having celebrity status will bring us happiness. There's a similar abstract principle at play that if we take magical pills, somehow it will repair anything that might be wrong with our personality or our body or our energy level, our sexual performance. And even the tininess of the pill, the very small act of taking and ingesting it, is almost similar to something like taking a Eucharistic wafer, where its materiality is less significant than the symbolic sense of entry into a kind of sacred ritual and substance that will allow us to transcend that which is limiting us. So it is a kind of magical fantasy, but as we talked about earlier in the program, very much tied into a consumerist capitalist ethos. So it becomes a very expensive commodity that we have to purchase over and over again to gain access to.
Well, and we see this. This has been well studied in drug users, recreational drug users, that they actually start to experience the euphoric effects of the drug in the process of acquiring the drug. We see the brain chemistry, dopamine levels changing as they're actually going to, as the word is used, cop, whether it be heroin or cocaine or crack. They already start feeling the positive, hopeful effects of the euphoria before the drug is in hand. And then when it's in hand, there's almost a frenzied effect. And that effect is actually vanquished quite often by the drugs and removed. But it's that, as you point out, it's that ritualistic. And those of us who use supplements, we know this. There's a great placebo effect. You take something that's, oh, this is going to add 20 pounds to your bench press. There's a lot of people that really see that effect and others that don't. And we find out when clinical trials are done that the thing doesn't do anything. So what do you say to the people who actually saw the effect? It was the power of their mind believing that this is going to do something for me that then manifests the results.
I think that placebo effect is really interesting and important. If you're doing a clinical trial in medicine, it's an interference that you're trying to subtract. You want to make sure, you know, the drug performs beyond simply, you know, placebo efficacy.
Right.
But if we think about it more holistically, we would say this is really a kind of important additive effect. Anything we put in our body is really triggering our body mind to be responsive to the meanings attached to this particular pill, and to kind of enable our own neurophysiological mechanisms to meet the elevated level of performance or of healing that we associate with the pill. So another way to put that is we're doing it ourselves. We're ascribing all this power to the little pill or to the supplement, but really this power is within us, a power we didn't even know we had access to and didn't have access to without this trigger. Of course, once we realize that and once we own that, there may be ways we can work with that and sometimes take the appropriate pill or supplement, but know that we might need to take less of them than we believe, and also use certain rituals or other methods to release that power that's already within ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. One of the issues that I try to understand is within the medical community, doctors who take the Hippocratic Oath, which includes first do no harm, how they deal with their conscience when they're giving a person a drug, say an SSRI, and the potential side effects, the potential, they're all side effects. Everything a drug does is a side effect. But the unwanted side effects of the drug quite often outweigh the dangers of the primary illness that they stepped into their office complaining of. How did doctors cope with that? Have you ever given any thought to that? Ever spoken to any doctors about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, as you said earlier in the show, doctors are genuinely well-intentioned. You know, they want to be helpful. They went into the profession not only for money and status, but also to try to do good. And so I think they see themselves as working very hard to be as educated and professional and diagnostically effective as they can be, and to offer the patient whatever is the best series of remedies that are now available. I suspect that a lot of times patients don't tell doctors about all of the failed experiments and all the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So doctors hear more of the good news, and patients tend to keep the bad news to themselves or simply switch from one doctor to another. I find this also with surgeons. A surgeon might tell you, well, we're gonna do this meniscus fix on your knee. It's going to be arthroscopic surgery. You're going to be up and walking within 3 days, within 6 weeks. You know, you won't even know you've had surgery. And actually, the recovery from surgery can be much harder, much longer, more challenging than the surgeon has reported to you. But maybe they just haven't heard from patients 6 months later or a year later about the struggles they're still having. As far as they know, everything's better. They don't, you know, hear anything otherwise from their patients. So I'm suspecting doctors often don't know about all of these problems.
Right, right. And obviously, the industries that they get their materials from, their prosthetic devices, or even the tools that they use for the procedures, they're not following people that far out either. They have a short window of time that they accumulate information, and anything after that, they just don't care about. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about a passage in this study called Recontextualizing the Pill as a Gift. We're talking right now with Dr. Drew Leader about the phenomenon of pill taking and the fantasies that dance in our heads when we think that some pill or supplement is going to magically transform us out of an ill state or even a better form of ourselves than we are without it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, Organic Raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be. Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. It's a very important discussion. We're talking with Dr. Drew Leader. We're talking about his paper that really exposes this phenomenon that we have come to rely upon pills as almost like magic, and plays right into the pharmaceutical agenda. So recontextualizing the pill as a gift, can you talk about the essay Plato's Pharmacy, please?
This is an essay kind of important in contemporary philosophy, written by a French philosopher, Jacques Derrida, where he talks about the original meanings of pharmakon in ancient Greek, which Plato was playing off of in one of his dialogues. And it can mean both a kind of remedy for that which ails us, but it can also mean a poison and many other meanings. And I think, as we've been talking about on this show, that all the pills that we take, in some cases, really can be remedial, could be life-saving, or really kind of relieve or prevent very serious symptoms. But in other cases, the side effects are so poisonous, and also some of the social side effects, the sheer burden of trying to pay for all these pills and the way our over-reliance on them becomes addictive. These are kind of poisonous. So at the end of the essay that you're referring to, where I talk about pills as gifts, we end up with this question of how can we minimize our over-reliance on pills, but at the same time not take away from them their ability to potentiate that placebo effect and really trigger and assist our own body blind healing. So how do we get away from all the capitalist, you know, consumerist pressure, but still kind of honor and utilize them in a way that potentiates them? And I was suggesting that when we take our pills, it's a time, just as if we're doing yoga or if we're doing meditation or if we're doing prayer rituals during the day, it's a time to reconnect. It's a time when we reconnect with our own body, mind, and its healing potentials. It's a time when we honor the assistance offered to us by the community, not only of clinicians, but of the greater society that may be assisting us to get health care. We honor the earth and the healing elements of the earth. And so I was suggesting we might even ritualize those times during the day when we're taking our pills. And as a result, we may need to use fewer pills, but we might...
I'm still here.
Little technological problem. We might actually kind of, you know, increase their efficacy and reduce their side effects if we utilize them in more of a sacred context.
Interesting. You know, when I read this part of your paper, what comes to mind for me, and especially it's something else that you mentioned in an earlier portion of the paper, that we have now turned just daily life experiences into illnesses. I think that you pointed out that one of the predecessors at the FDA had said, you know, we run the risk of just taking innocuous situations and making them treatable conditions. And we see this more and more. My big concern are things like SSRIs. You know, depression has a reason, and quite often, I usually use the analogy, look, if I was in a movie theater and I was watching a funny movie and I was belly laughing, would you come over to me and say, hey, you need to stop that. You need to take a drug that will level you out because you're laughing too hard. And you, of course not, because my laughter is appropriate for what's going on. Well, sometimes sadness is the appropriate reaction to things that are going on in your life. Loss of a spouse, a loss of a job. You know, just whatever is going on. And sometimes depression is a secondary effect of something bigger that's going on in your body that needs to be addressed. And SSRIs, I think, are just some of the most insidious, worst drugs that you can look to, because they actually numb a person to life instead of reversing their depression. Any opinions on that side of things, like the SSRIs and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert on it. I would say I've known people who have tried those kinds of drugs. In fact, I did at one point, and I just didn't like it. I could feel that my brain chemistry was abnormal, and as you said, I was having maybe an appropriate set of, you know, kind of emotional reactions to life issues that ultimately I was able to resolve, and it was probably healthier for me to work things through psychologically than to try to find the quick fix of a drug. There have been other people I know who have utilized them. It has helped them return to life and, you know, maybe do the therapeutic work that they needed to and have the energy to, you know, pursue their job and their family. So once again, I think it comes back to the patient really feeling empowered to make their own discernment,
right,
and come to their own sense of what is or isn't helpful. But I agree that a lot of times the notion of if we take a pill, this will fix this issue, now interpreted as an issue of brain chemistry, you know, dopamine or serotonin uptake, it blinds us to the larger context of what's going on in our relationships, what are we grieving, what's going on in the world around us that may be triggering anxiety or sadness. So we don't deal with the real issues, which are likely to be much broader and more holistic than is implied by taking a pill.
Well, now we know that chronic inflammation, low-grade chronic inflammation, can trigger depression. This is and low-grade chronic inflammation is associated with some very, very bad diseases. And if depression is the first sign and a doctor puts you on a pill, the chronic inflammation continues, but the warning sign has gone away, and you end up developing cancers or other diseases associated with chronic inflammation. So, which leads me to my next point, and that is I'm all for pharmaceuticals that save lives, and I'm all for pharmaceutical approaches and pills that reverse diseases, but they are few and far between. Most of these drug therapies are designed to allow people to continue to live broken, but just cover up the symptoms. It's kind of like you and me sitting there watching television, and the room fills with smoke, and the smoke detector goes off, and I get up and pull the batteries out of the smoke detector and sit back down and say, nah, the smoke detector's off now, we can watch television. Meanwhile, the house is on fire. And I have a problem with that approach by the pharmaceutical industry. So,
yeah, part of the fantasy of the pill is usually that there is one particular mechanism that is the source of the problem and therefore the source of the solution. You know, once again, it could be something with serotonin uptake, or it could be something with, taking a steroid to stimulate healing or to raise energy, or taking testosterone, which a lot of physicians were advocating, and now it's turned out to not be a very good idea. And it may blind us to other dimensions of what's going on, either physiologically, psychologically, or socially. For example, we're pouring carcinogens into the air, the water, and the food. But insofar as cancer is seen as an individual's problem,
right,
to be treated through, whether it's radiation, chemotherapy, surgery, or whatever, we might forget about why did this person get cancer to begin with?
Yeah, right.
And this has to do with the city that we're living in and the heavy industry that surrounds us and the lack of environmental regulations and things that are ultimately political issues. They're not simply individual treatment issues.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about a category of pharmaceuticals that actually falls into the biologic area. And while it doesn't come in a pill, I think that these are some of the most dangerous and hard to understand of all the drug categories when we talk about prevention. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about protein spiking. Some big brand names have been caught lying about what's in their protein powder with their label claims. I'm going to talk about that with Dr. Jeff Gallini, so you stay tuned for that at the top of the hour. Right now we're talking with Dr. Drew Leader. We're talking about the magic of pill taking, what this fantasy that we have about pills. There's another category of pharmaceuticals called vaccines. And these are especially sneaky because you're not sick when you take a vaccine. You're taking it to prevent an illness. However, some people still get whatever it was that they were hoping to prevent from happening, which is not a good thing. And these are the new go-to money makers for both the pharmaceutical industry and governments. Any opinions on preventative agents like vaccines?
I'm not an expert in this area, so the short answer is no. But I do think one thing to consider is people who don't vaccinate their children against certain diseases, if their children get those diseases, they keep them alive within the community. They may be transmitted to others. So it's a question for individuals, but then there's also this kind of broader social question about whether there's a moral imperative to take vaccines.
But see, I think that moral imperative is actually imposed by the pharmaceutical industry. And I'm not talking about whether or not vaccines cause harm. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about vaccines linked to autism or this or that. That's mm-hmm. not. I'm just talking about their efficacy at this point in time. You know, there are people who have written me letters that their school required their child to get a flu vaccine, and they have not wanted to do it for their own personal reasons. Nothing that has ever been said about vaccines on this show. And the logic is the school administrator will say, you're putting all these other children at risk if your child doesn't get a vaccine. And then the parent would say intelligently, using critical thinking, well, wait a minute, all the other kids have been vaccinized? And the administrator says, yes. So what you're saying is They're all protected against this? Yes. So how will my child not getting vaccinated harm them if they're protected, assuming the vaccines really work, which is where I'm coming from. Where I'm coming from is this. Vaccines are like homeowners insurance, right? You pay for homeowners insurance for 30 years. Nothing ever happens. Did it work? I guess so. Because you were paying for an event that you hope never happens. And so as a result, vaccines are being foisted on. We're over-vaccinating today. We're about to over-vaccinate some more with Ebola, I predict, next year. But what we're doing here is we're giving people injections for things that they don't have. And then they get it anyway. And no one ever says to the vaccine company, I got the flu, even though I got the flu vaccine last month. I want my money back. Or what the hell? So these drugs, I feel, and you can't call them drugs because the FDA likes it. They classify them as biologics so that they don't fall under the requirement to talk about any potential side effects of them. But this class of therapy, in my humble opinion, really is more sinister because we don't know if they really work. And a lot of people still catch the illness that they're trying to prevent. But yet we vaccinate the whole world. Big money makers. Big money makers.
I mean, another related issue, I don't know if you have an opinion on it, but increasingly people are told to take statins to lower their cholesterol and also take blood pressure medication if they have even borderline high blood pressure. And the notion is that it will be preventative of future cardiovascular disease, you know, heart attacks, strokes, et cetera, even though the patient is without symptoms currently. So it's another issue where there's a tremendous amount of money being spent by individuals and or insurance companies, government programs, and it's really hard to know whether these medicines have worked, because almost by definition, if they have worked, you don't end up having the disease they're trying to prevent.
Right.
So it's, you know, once again, does it show, what shows that they have worked?
Exactly.
It's hard to know. I suppose if we have some retrospective, really good clinical study following people over the course of 20, 30 years, we'll have a better sense of it, but we may not have that study for another 20, 30 years.
Well, and some of the early preliminary studies are now showing that they do not protect against the initial occurrence of a heart attack, and they may not protect very effectively against a reoccurrence of a heart attack. And that's why the pharmaceutical industry is now repositioning statin drugs as anti-inflammatory drugs. They're getting prepared for this potential cat out of the bag phenomenon, say in another decade, because there's lots of people out there, very, very intelligent scientists, researchers, saying, look, lowering cholesterol is actually a bad thing. It's not causative, it's corollary to what really causes heart attacks. But the pharmaceutical industry makes a lot of money on statin drugs, so they're not ready to give it up yet, but they're already doing the research to say, hey, well, guess what? They have another benefit. Forget about the heart attack thing for saying they're anti-inflammatory. So they're already getting ready to reposition because they see the writing on the wall. But you're right. The drugs that are preventative tend to be the cash cows, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like blood pressure meds for someone who's borderline pre-hypertensive, and statin drugs for somebody who is of a certain age to take as a prophylactic. This is very common today, and this is a boon for the pharmaceutical industry because you don't have an ill person yet, so you're not looking at a therapy as going, well, it worked or it didn't work. You're just taking it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's a lot of parts of the world where the drugs that are needed, like to combat infectious diseases, have not been developed because they're not going to be profitable enough. You know, it would be appealing to a third world context where people don't have a lot of money, and even if and when they take the drug, they might only need it for a week or 10 days. So if you can tweak a drug for a very chronic and affluent populace, like a statin, something you would have to take for the rest of your life and you know, in a wealthy society, it's going to be much more profitable. So I think you're right. That's where the drug companies are focusing their attention.
Dr. Leader, what would you hope that both clinicians and lay people take away from this paper?
Well, I guess I'm, you know, maybe I wouldn't go as far as it sounds like you might in being, you know, skeptical in a thoroughgoing way of the use of pills and medical remedies. It does seem to me like there's been a lot of benefit to a lot of individuals for a lot of conditions. So we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But I think we have to become a lot more skeptical and circumspect about all this writing of prescriptions and the ever-increasing list of medications we're taking as we're getting older, and even the use of miracle vitamins and supplements and alternative treatments.
Right.
As you said, a lot of it may be, you know, kind of within ourselves and within our own lifestyle choices, within our own psychological equilibrium, that, you know, the real key to healing lies. However, as I kind of said at the end of the paper and earlier in the show, there may be a way when we take these pills to utilize the associated meaning response, which is a nicer way of putting the placebo mm-hmm. effect, mm-hmm. that we are connecting to something kind of in ourselves as well as in the world that has the power to heal. And so once again, we go back to the idea of when we take these pills, really doing them with consciousness, with gratitude, maybe with a sense of kind of sacred pause devoted to healing, to our own well-being and the well-being of the world,
leverage
something.
Yeah, leverage really, that placebo. Actually,
yeah,
leverage it. Yeah,
consciously make it meaningful rather than just trying to think of it as, oh my God, I'm taking another poison. We don't really want people to come away from the show. flipping into experiencing even more negative side effects from anything
right.
they take.
Okay. That makes perfect sense, because we know that gratitude and mindfulness and those types of focuses in and of themselves have intrinsic power. So it makes sense that they could add value to the pharmaceuticals that you are using for whatever reason. Dr. Leader, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jeff Galini about this, what's going on with protein powder nowadays. I know a lot of people literally become angst-ridden when they put a scoop of protein powder in a glass of water, because they're just not sure anymore if it really is what it says it is. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack was poppin', baby. Woo. Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15.
Welcome back.
And this one right here, I dedicate this one right here.
You know, every time you turn around, and it started, I want to say middle of this year. No, I take that back. It really started at the beginning of this year, where one by one, companies were being called on the carpet for not meeting their label claims, and it's just gone haywire now. My next guest is Dr. Jeff Galini. How you doing, Dr. Galini?
I'm doing well. How about you, Carl?
Good, good. And it's really reached a crescendo now with all sorts of big companies, CVS, Walmart, their private label brands of protein not meeting label claims. It's really crazy, and people have developed almost angst-like symptoms about buying and taking protein powders. In fact, Elisa Profumo will say, wow, this protein powder tastes too good. Do you think that there's a lot of sugar in it? Because we got snookered with a grass-fed whey not too long ago that turned out to be 6 grams of protein and like 17 grams of sugar, and it was supposed to be a couple grams of sugar and 24 grams of protein. What the heck is going on, Dr. Galini?
I'll tell you what's going on. You know, this started, like 10 years ago when protein started to become more of a commodity item and costs started to go up. When I first introduced whey protein to the marketplace back in the 90s, it cost me as a manufacturer around $1 a kilo. Right now, you know, you're looking at $10 or $11 a kilo, so it's become quite expensive. And even back then, you know, companies were cutting the product. The problem is some of the big national companies that got caught got nothing but a little slap on the wrist, and the retailers kept carrying the product. Nobody cared. So this has been going on forever.
Why have the prices gone up? I understand how the economy works and increases in costs and so on, but that seems like an unusual increase. I remember reading something about some big protein producing plant burning down some years ago, but why have the prices gone up so much? If anything, they should be going down because more and more companies are offering this product now.
You know, it's one of those crazy supply and demands. The dairy industry says because China is now importing all of the whey protein, I just think because they can. I don't want to say that it's price fixing, but it is fixed. You know, everybody is around the same price.
And so now just recently, I want to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, some 18 companies in just the very, very recent past have been called on the carpet for not meeting label claims. And I'm talking about not just minor, well, they said 24 and it was only 19. I'm talking about they said 24 and it was 6. You know, 20% of the protein that was supposed to be in the product was in it. Other things were in it. They're using cheap free-form amino acids to kind of fool things. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a big law firm that has really taken the initiative on the behalf of us folks that don't cheat, and they're the ones that's kind of leading this campaign. The government just doesn't have the time and resources. But what they're doing is the typical way to test protein is using a Kaidel method, which you test for nitrogen. This is how the Chinese got caught with spiking their protein with melamine, because melamine has a high nitrogen content. So what the new fad is they'll take glycine or aspartic acid, things that are a fraction of the cost of protein, and then if you were to test a nitrogen, it's going to come out. And then what these guys are doing is just counting that as protein.
Uh-huh.
You know, again, completely unethical against every GMP regulation that the FDA has issued. Obviously doesn't even come close to meeting label claim. Nothing more than just flat-out deceiving folks.
So, and then, okay, glycine has a sweet flavor, you know, so glycine,
right.
And some companies actually use glycine as a sweetener. They list it on their label, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the glycine isn't even on the label, but it's in there just to create that nitrogen content.
Some people have put it on the label saying, okay, we have glycine in the product, and then they'll put, you know, they're supposed to have 25 grams of protein. They'll put 15 grams of glycine and then calculate that as protein. So, you know, that's one way. Others just aren't calculating at all. That's like saying, you know, you have orange juice and you're going to put a bunch of fructose in there because, you know, oranges contain fruit sugar. You know, again, you can't. You have to list everything that's in the product has to be on the label.
So this law firm that is kind of spearheading this whole thing, they're actually helping police the industry from within. I'm glad that's happening. The industry needs to be policed from within. We don't want the FDA coming in and trying to police the supplement industry.
Absolutely. I got a call from Forbes magazine last week that's doing a big article on this. Luckily, you know, they're looking at another side of the story, because I said, look, you know, this does not represent our industry. Probably 15% of the manufacturers out there are cheating.
Right.
Unfortunately, they're doing 70 or 80% of all the sports national brands. So it makes it look, you know, we don't want them saying, hey, our industry is a bunch of crooks. We want them to bring out the problem and to fix it. But, yeah, that was their goal at this law firm, was to try to make an equal playing field for everybody and to help consumers get their money back. You know, these people are buying protein, assuming they're getting protein. You know, maybe they're allergic to these amino acids. Maybe they're allergic to maltodextrin or sugar or some of the items that, you know, they're using to cut the product with.
Mm-hmm. What about the co-packers? What responsibility? Most small companies that have a line of products, they use contract manufacturers to manufacture their products, including their protein powders. And what responsibility do the co-packers have in this? Because if I'm going to a co-packer and saying, I want to make a protein powder, here's what I want, Is it my responsibility to test, have it analyzed, or is it the co-packer who's selling it to me? I'm actually not the end user, but I'm the client. Shouldn't they know that what they're selling me is actually whey protein?
You know, and I believe they both are in cahoots on this because, yes, the co-packer and the manufacturer, it is their responsibility to make sure that that label they put on that bottle meets label claim. Number two, the brand that is buying from that manufacturer co-packer, it's their responsibility to test that product to make sure that it meets label claim. So what you're going to see with these lawsuits, Carl, is that as they get into the discovery part and the manufacturers come into play, then they are going to be filing lawsuits against these manufacturers also.
Well, I mean, take for instance, I think Walmart. They use Nature's Bounty to produce their private label brand. Nature's Bounty is no small player. They own several big names like Metrics and so on. So Nature's Bounty obviously has a relationship with a company that produces dairy proteins. They're buying from that company. They're packaging this stuff up, and they're putting Walmart's name on it. So naturally, Walmart's going to go to Nature's Bounty and say, hey, you screwed us. We're bringing you into this lawsuit. We're going to pass the liability up to you. Then Nature's Bounty is going to turn around and go to the company that they're buying their raw materials from and say, hey, you screwed us. So this is going to go right up the chain. What's going to end up happening is where it stops is where the crook is, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not seeing it happen at the raw material side. It is happening at the manufacturing side.
Yeah.
Because you got to look at it. The dairy producers, this is a byproduct of cheese. So they're all major cheese producers. They're getting their price for it. We have no choice but to pay their price. You know, Glanbia controls now two or three of the major sports nutrition companies that are in the major whey business. So, you know, they really control the pricing out there. But I have not seen any spiked or adulterated whey coming from them. It is once it hits the manufacturer, they are the ones now spiking it, either on their own behalf to meet a customer's price point or because the customer has asked them. But either way, it doesn't matter. You know, it's wrong.
Well, I have an opinion of, you know, when I look forward, like how is this going to shake out, right? From the consumer standpoint, I a lot of times I think these decisions to spike are driven from flavor more than just economics. I mean, there is an economic standpoint. If I can use less dairy protein in your mix, I can sell it to you at a better price. You're going to sell it to your customer at a better price. Everybody's happy, and there's that deniable plausibility where you know I didn't know it was spiked when you're the guy selling it, and it goes up to the co-packer. He gets in trouble. But I think the co-packers are doing this for two reasons. I don't think they're doing it strictly as a result of economics. I think co-packers are being pushed harder and harder to produce better flavors. And as a result of that, they're like, look, we just can't make casein taste like that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to use half the casein that we say we're using, and then we're going to use these other fillers to make up the difference. It's going to taste good then. What do you think of that?
You know, I mean, I would have to say they need to get some new flavor chemists. I mean, we've been in this realm for, you know, going on 30 years now, and, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. I mean, you know, you can only do so much with whey. You can only do so much with soy, but you can't go, you know what, I need to make soy taste like milk, so I'm going to dump milk protein into it. I'm cheating. No, it really comes down, Carl, to the cost. Because if you go into these wholesale places and you look at what they are selling these bottles of whey for, and right now it's primarily in the whey market, they are selling for what my cost is to produce it as a manufacturer.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the issue is. I mean, I get probably three or four calls a day, people wanting pricing on whey protein. I will bid them. They will tell me what they got from another manufacturer, and their price is half of what it costs me just for the raw materials. When I get a sample, 10 out of 10 times, it has been spiked. So it's really more from an economic standpoint. Obviously, you know, you can put sugar into protein and make it taste better. But you can use sucralose, and you can use other items that work just as well. So, you know, we're quite skilled in making these things taste really well. Does it add a bonus? Oh, yeah, not only does it get the cost down, but that's why some of them taste so doggone well because, you know, you put 10 or 12 grams of sugar or 15 grams of glycine, it tastes good.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Gallini from All American Pharmaceutical. When we take this break, when we come back from the break, I would like to ask you, what is the proper way to test protein? If the way they're testing it now is missing, whether or not there's really protein powder being used. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Gallini. We're talking right now about protein spiking that's going on widespread. And it's out of control when companies like CVS and Walmart get called on the carpet for not meeting label claims for their protein powders. And these are big companies using big companies to produce their products. So it's not just the little mom and pop people out there. Dr. Gallini, what's the right way to test your protein powder then if you want to be a responsible manufacturer? Or a supplier, let's say, not manufacturer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think there's several ways. You know, the first way that we take is using FT near infrared, because I can get in and I can separate those protein molecules based on what's naturally occurring amino acids in protein and what has been added to it.
Uh-huh.
So essentially, you've got to get in and you've got to build a cluster to determine that. The other way is you run an amino acid profile. You know, whey protein has a typical amino acid profile.
Yeah, so if you see one amino acid that's up in the sky and it's not in the ratios that you would see it in a milk product, you know right away it's been spiked.
Absolutely. The other way is put it under a microscope. You can see the doggone crystals. I mean, it's crazy. You know, whey protein is not made up of crystals. So that would be that's kind of an easy screen to know that there's something that's been added to that whey.
Right.
You know, you don't know whether it's sugar or aminos. And then you could put in a GC, a mass spectrometer, and, you know, you could look for amino acid peaks, and again, you know, if they're synthetic or added, you'll be able to pick those out. But most any conventional, you know, testing methods are good. You know, what you don't want to do is just test for the overall nitrogen balance or nitrogen amounts and then calculate the protein. You know, that's the incorrect way to find out if that product has been adulterated or spiked.
You know, and a company like NTBY, they're big, Nature's Bounty. They produce a lot of products. Is it, and I'm not, look, this is conjecture. This, we're just talking here. No one is making accusations. But wouldn't it be fair as a consumer to think to yourself, well, wait a minute. If they were private labeling Walmart's protein powder and it's spiked, then why would I want to buy anything of theirs that has protein powder in it? Because chances are they're not making one type of protein powder for Walmart and something else for themselves. So I would want to stay away from that brand entirely.
You know, and that is my message to the consumers, is when you see that these brands are being sued, and these aren't the troll lawsuits that have gone on in our industry. These are legitimate, you know, because they're releasing the actual analytical testing. Yeah, why would you support that brand? You know, you got to realize that just because you can go into these stores and buy protein cheap, you need to realize that's not what you're wanting. But why are the stores still carrying these brands? So I think it's got to be the retailers have got to quit and the consumers got to quit. You know, look for things that are of quality and buy from companies that are quality.
And
are they going to cost more? Absolutely, but at least you're getting what you're paying for.
Exactly, and let the free market work the way it's supposed to work. What about, but protein powders are not the only things being spiked today, right? I mean, we've seen forever and ever just supplements in general being spiked. I mean, look at some professional athletes legitimately using over-the-counter supplements and things in it that they didn't expect it to be. I don't mean the guys who were saying they were taking a supplement to cover up their purposeful use. I mean people who really got snookered.
Yeah, this has been going on forever, you know, and unfortunately, these things are coming from overseas. So you've got two places this is happening. Back in the 90s, you know, I discovered that all of the Mahjong, the ephedra that was starting to come in from China, was being adulterated with ephedrine HCl. People were having heart attacks. It wasn't from the herb. It was because of the drug levels of that chemical they were putting in. Ephedra would not have been banned if it weren't for the spiking. But now we're seeing, you know, U.S. companies are actually adulterating the product. I just read an article just last week. Some big company was putting an anabolic steroid in their product. This is going on, you know, because everybody is wanting the best product. And instead of competing with what is legal and what we all have available, people are wanting to cheat. And that's what it is, you know. They're looking for the latest drug that they can put in and just make as much money as they can until they get caught. Because the government hasn't done anything, Carl. I mean, how many people have gone to jail?
You know, nobody.
For doing this. These are drugs. You know, steroids are Schedule III narcotics. They're not, you know, misdemeanors. So, I mean, some people have to start going to jail in order for this problem to start. But, you know, you find Viagra and all kind of male-enhancing products.
Yeah.
You find a whole lot of diuretic drugs in weight loss products. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Well, you know what? I know of a company that had several products recalled over years, and one of the products they had recalled was actually tested a few times before they got wise to what was going on, and actually it was a very, very potent anabolic steroid that very, very small amounts were efficacious. and it wasn't being put in the powder. It was being put in the capsule. So every time the test would go on, they'd break the capsule open and they test the powder. They go, no, I don't understand it. This stuff is working. But when people take it, it shows up in their bloodstream. And then someone got the bright idea, let's test the capsule. And sure enough, the non-labeled ingredient was in that capsule. And if you were taking 6 to 8 of those capsules a day, you were getting basically the equivalent dose of like 20 to 30 milligrams of Dianabol a day.
And see, a lot of that can happen because, you know, they're running a Dianabol on that press, and then they're turning around and running a dietary supplement. So it is a possibility, you know, that instant could just flat out be cross-contamination.
Right.
But more than likely, it was probably put into the capsules if it's, you know, there on a consistent basis. But, you know, at the end of the day, as we do here at All American Pharmaceutical, I mean, it's my responsibility as a manufacturer to make sure that everything that comes in my door, you know, is what it is. It meets label claim. It doesn't contain any type of steroids or stimulants. That's the guarantee that manufacturers should give to their customer. And if somebody asks us to do something, we should turn them in. You know, it isn't about, oh, I don't want to lose the sale. It's about that's illegal, and sooner or later, you're going to get caught.
Well, how much of your success comes from the ability to be autonomous because you have novel ingredients that you're not buying from other people? You're actually manufacturing these things from scratch and then using them in your supplements.
That's why I got into that, is because with all of the problems out there with the adulteration, the spiking, the cheating, you know, I found it for our company, if we could start to develop these branded ingredients, then we could offer something that, number one, we're in control of, and we don't sell them for an outrageous price. They're very economically priced, but we can give not only our brands, but we can give other brands products that they can count on that are going to be drug-free, stimulant-free, and they can have a different path to go to make a revenue, not having to try to compete in this protein mess that we're all stuck in right now.
Well, and that protein mess is actually hurting companies that are honest, too. I know quite a few companies like yours that have complete control from start to finish on everything they do, but they are seeing some of the, what do I want to say? This is splashing on them, too, because the consumer is becoming untrusting now. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the novel ingredients that you have created over the years and that are in your supplements. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12.
Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini from All American Pharmaceuticals, and they manufacture the AAEFX line, which is their branded line. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. But as you heard in that commercial spot, Dr. Galini, your Freakmaker Build product, which is manufactured on behalf of AAEFX, has two of those unique in-house manufactured and created products, the Carbolin and the Crealkaline. Those are still very, very popular products. All these years later, lots of companies buy that from you to use in their own blends, right?
It has. You know, it's been amazing. When I first introduced Crealkaline back in 2001, boy, I was told it's a fad, it can't be done, was chewed out by folks. But essentially, you know, it has gained the popularity of people because it works, and even to this day, 2014, you know, our sales are up another 70% over last year. In Europa, it's been the number one selling creatine, I believe, for the last two or three years, so it's pretty amazing. It does work, and a lot of people are getting great benefits from it.
But is that the only reason why people like it? It does work, or is it because there are some aspects of it that are beneficial above and beyond the commodity creatine monohydrate?
I think you got to look at, you know, it is creatine monohydrate. You know, creatine monohydrate is the most researched material out there. The problem is it has a flaw. This has now become, everyone's agreeing with me now where they fought with me about this, that creatine converts to creatinine in solution. I figured out the lower the pH, the faster the conversion. So you get all the same benefits of creatine monohydrate, but you don't have to take as much, and there's no side effects. But compared to all the other fad, you know, here today, gone today, next greatest creatine product, you know, none of those have any research. Crealkaline is the most singular researched form of creatine done by one person to date. But I think that's why people appreciate it, is they've read the research, they understand what's going on out there. Creatine was never delivered in capsules. You always had to take powder and load, where people can take two capsules and they get consistent results. You don't hear people saying that, you know, oh, my body's used to Crealkaline, so it doesn't work anymore, or I'm a non-responder. Over all these years, I mean, I haven't heard anyone say that Crealkaline doesn't work for me.
Most people take creatine post-workout in order to increase a muscle uptake of creatine, but is creatine present in the bloodstream beneficial during a workout, intra-workout? Does it help to increase performance, or does it have to be loaded, you feel, in the muscles first before it can do its job?
No, essentially, you know, it does take some time for that whole process to take place. What we're looking for is essentially those creatine receptor cells to be full, so that when we are ready to burn that for energy, you've got a supply. You know, having it in the bloodstream or, you know, ingesting it pre-post, it's really the consistency, not the time of the day. It's that you use it every day, and you don't use it today, skip a day or two, because, again, we're just trying to build up those creatine stores. So I always say that it's not the time of day, it's the consistency that you do use it every day.
Remember back in the, I want to say in the mid-90s, when creatine became very, very popular, there was a company that was selling a creatine liquid with an eyedropper. Do you remember that? It was red. It kind of looked like cherry cough syrup.
Yep, the old serum.
Yeah, and that was it. It was the creatine serum. And what people didn't realize is that it was turning into creatinine on the shelf.
Yes.
It was so funny. And people were buying this stuff and going, you know, I don't think this stuff really works. Well, sure, it's 6 months old. There's no creatine left in it.
Well, it was funny because, yeah, people would test that, and it was supposed to be, I don't know how many grams of creatine, and you know, they were finding, you know, 2 or 3 milligrams, but the technology wasn't at the point where they thought of to test the creatinine. That's essentially how I discovered Crealcalin. Is one day I was a little bored in the lab, and I decided to activate all these creatine products that we were making and see what would happen. So I started activating things and putting them in the machine, and I started to find these high levels of creatinine. But absolutely, you know, that is what happened to that particular product.
So talk about Carbolin just for a second. Carbolin is another one that is still very, very popular as a carbohydrate source. There's other competitors out there, but they don't seem to dot the landscape and be as popular as Carbolin.
No, you know, Carbolin started out very well, and it has, again, it's the number one selling carbohydrate powder. The whole thing about it is that it's absorbed as quickly as a sugar, but it's completely sugar-free. We received a nice, sizable grant, and we are in another full-blown clinical study on Carbolin.
Really?
Where literally, we have folks ingesting 50 grams of Carbolin. They then will sit on a stationary bike. They've got a butterfly blood draw in, and we're checking glucose levels every 15 minutes. Now, I had done this study a few years ago, but it wasn't done with an IRB number and governed by the FDA. So this study has got all the FDA blessings on it. So it's going to be very interesting on the results. But that's really the difference, is most carbohydrate products out there are absorbed too slowly. So it's nothing different than, you know, eating some pasta or some rice or something like that. And, you know, we don't want to take a lot of simple sugars before a workout because of the crash that comes after. So the thing that's neat about Carbolin is being that in about 15 to 20 minutes, you know, it is in the bloodstream as glucose. You can take it literally before you go to the gym. You can drink it during. It sits on the sidelines. And then if you want a post-workout recovery, you can drink it after. It tastes great. It mixes good. It's completely instant, so it doesn't stick to your teeth and your spoon like some of the brands do. So, again, it, you know, most all the pros are using it. And, again, the following is because it does work. You know, the folks are very, very loyal and appreciate good science and good products.
Something I've never been able to grasp is the understanding of what the molecular weight of this carbohydrate, or these new superior carbohydrates like Carbolin, play a role in their absorption through the gut and their role in getting into the bloodstream. Could you kind of give me the Reader's Digest version of what molecular weight plays in all this?
Yeah, you know, molecular weights and molecular masses are essentially calculated, Carl. But it is important, the particle size, how well it goes into solution, and what is the mass of that product, because we're able to get Carbolin to literally dump through the stomach. That's why it gets into the system so quickly, similar to sugar. Most carbohydrates are going to sit in the stomach because they've got to get broken down before they're digested. A lot of starches, have a very, very low molecular weight, and those things take forever to digest. Those are good for taking the night before. Mm. And, of course, you know, the waxy maize craze that kind of came and went, that was nothing more than
the starch. That was the starch that my mother used to put on my father's shirts, right?
You know, or what you use at Thanksgiving to thicken the gravy. I mean, go buy it off the grocery store shelf for $1.92,
Yeah, with the picture of the Indian on the front of it, you know,
yep.
The cornstarch. Yeah.
But be careful if you heat it because it's going to get thick.
Yeah, exactly. So the molecular weight is very small, in other words, of these advanced, like carbolin, it's a very, very small molecular weight, so it actually passes through the gut like an amino acid would directly into the bloodstream?
Actually, it's the opposite. The higher the number, the molecular weight or molecular mass, the better the absorption.
Really?
But there's more to that. You can't just look at, because some of the starches are a very high molecular weight, and we're talking, you know, 70, 80, 300,000. And again,
Dalton,
it's just a number
right.
that's calculated.
Right.
There is no way you can actually measure that. But it's the process. You know, it's all about the absorption. So, you know, carbolin's process is way different than anything that's out there. That's why it does have a patent pending on, you know, how we process it. And then what we do after it's processed, you know, the fact that it doesn't get thick in solution, and it does go into solution. As a matter of fact, if you were to mix the neutral in, it's almost completely clear. You can mix it in with a spoon.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's why I never got the whole molecular weight thing, right? Because to me, the smaller the molecular weight, like we know, like in transdermal delivery, anything in the 500 Dalton or below has an easy time getting through the stratum corneum. So that makes sense to me. Smaller
right.
gets through. But whenever people talked about these new advanced carbohydrate sources, they would say, yeah, well, they're large molecular weight. And then all of a sudden my head goes like the robot on outer, this does not compute. This does, you know, wait a minute. It's a larger molecular weight and it gets through the gut faster. That doesn't make sense. So that's part of the reason why I've never really understood how these carbohydrate sources like carbolin work. Now, if I use carbolin pre, during, and post-workout, will I see a spike in blood sugar and a concomitant spike in insulin, or is it a smoother sail, so to speak, where it gets into the bloodstream?
No, it gets in. The last study that we did, and the one we're duplicating now, sugar and carbolin were, I think we were about 18% quicker than sugar. But
wow.
Again, you know, by the time you take it, you get someone hooked up and you get the blood drawn and tested, you know, I think we were noticing it somewhere in the 15-minute range. But the difference is that after about, I want to say 20 minutes, sugar had reached its peak, and then it dramatically crashes where it goes down to zero within a 45-minute range. But carbolin has a unique tail that it will taper off slowly. So we actually have up to about 2 hours before those levels have dropped down. So, again, that's kind of the benefit is, yes, we are getting into the system. We are spiking glucose, which we want to, but it's what happens after the spike, no crash.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I just want to talk about AEFX because it's kind of like a relaunching of AEFX, and I want to talk about the branded product itself. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini from All American Pharmaceuticals. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini from All American Pharmaceuticals. So now let's talk about something else. All American EFX has been really a cornerstone of the supplement industry for a very, very long time. They always had a large presence at events like the Arnold and the Olympia. And you guys have kind of, that's your branded line. That's while you sell raw materials to other companies, that company is actually the branded products taking advantage of all the stuff that you produce, right?
It is. You know, and what kind of happened here, Carl, is we have always been the manufacturer for the brand. We own all the trademarks. And years ago, we had licensed off the brand to some good friends of ours that were the ones out promoting and selling. It made more sense last year to basically acquire it back, and that's kind of what we did. We decided to get back in the brand business, and part of that, you know, a little bit of restructuring has gone on this year. We decided that the brand had really grown well, but we didn't want to just be a bodybuilding brand anymore. So we went from All American EFX to EFX Sports, and our new push is a athletic brand, you know, that's geared toward all type of athletics.
Right.
Because Carbolin is more than just for bodybuilders. You know, we've got football.
Cyclists.
Cyclists.
Yeah.
Baseball. It's kind of interesting. We've got a nice arena football team, professional football team here, and we've got Carbolin on the sidelines. We've got our own coolers. So if there's any coaches or schools out there that are interested, that's what we're doing for 2015. Is, you know, we're getting Carbolin on the sidelines at games.
You know what? I just had a thought. I don't know whether or not. But when a guy is in an MMA fight, is he only allowed to have water in his corner, or could he have water with Carbolin in it?
You know, I am not sure of what their regulations are. I don't see why he couldn't. We're doing it in all the other sports. You know, we've got it at halftime. We've got it on the sidelines.
I know as boxers will just sip and spit. I'm sure some of it goes down their throat, but they'll just do that to kind of, I don't know if it's not a wise idea to ingest a fluid when you're being battered like that, or if it is, but it would seem to me that if you're an MMA fighter, and you want to maintain your physical strength and speed, that getting even small amounts of Carbolin, because of its efficacy in getting into the bloodstream, you know, start out before the fight with some Carbolin and then have some sips of it during the fight, you're going to end up finishing a lot stronger than the guy who's just drinking water.
Absolutely.
Somebody needs to reach out to Dana White over at UFC and set up some sort of a situation where they test this out to see if it works. And, you know, there's an opportunity right there to get a lot of publicity at the same time.
Well, I think we will here.
Yeah, there you go. Do you know, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, and I told Scott Cunningham this story, but very, very long time ago, you guys have been advertising on Supreme Radio since probably around 2007, I want to say, when we had Flex Wheeler on the show the very first time.
Right.
And Brian Andrews, right? Was that his last name?
Correct.
Was on the show with Flex, and we were talking, and at that time, the Mentos, the Fresh Maker, that Mentos commercial came out, and I said to Brian, when we were talking about how well Crealkaline worked and what Flex was saying about it, I said, Crealkaline, the Freak Maker. And that next year, when I went to the Arnold, they had the Freak Maker on the banners over there. Now, I never asked Brian, hey, did you guys, you know, come up with that before me, or did you? I don't care. I was impressed when I said, son of a gun, look at that. So a lot of great ideas evolve from these conversations right here. That's all. That's my only point. That's it. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's funny.
That's why we're loyal to you, Carl.
Now, I know. I mean, you guys have been with me forever. I was looking at some old contracts like, my God, they've been with me for like 7 years already. That's great. So what can we expect from All-American EFX now that it's been kind of taken back in-house, so to speak?
You know, the funny thing is we've brought back on staff, you know, Brian Andrews and Scott Cunningham. So we have the first team. But being that now, you know, it is being financed by All-American Pharmaceutical, and we're now one. What it's going to do is it's going to allow us to do more advertising, more samples, more type of giveaways. Probably will allow us to even bring costs down,
right?
Since it'll be more manufactured direct. But you're gonna find again just a lot of good things, good innovation, and again products are geared toward, you know, all athletes. So you're gonna find a much broader product line. We're also coming out with a couple other product lines. You know, we were talking about this protein, and because I'm just fed up, I decided to come out with my own protein brand. So All American Body is the name of it, and it's going to be direct. We're going to sell this direct to the consumers. Again, you know, hopefully one of these days these big resale chains will kick out these brands that are cheating. In the time being, we're going to make sure that people get protein and they can be guaranteed that it's coming directly from us. And, of course, without any of the middle guys, it should be a good price. So those are the things you're going to see from us. We're going to launch a few different brands that are kind of geared towards some different marketplaces. And essentially, my guys are telling me we're going to take over. So I'm not quite
That's
sure
awesome.
What that means, but we're going to take over.
That's it. Well, you know, and there's something else I want to say. People probably don't realize this because this is not a discussion you would have on a show like this typically. But there's a lot of companies out there that call themselves pharmaceutical companies that are in the supplement industry, and they really don't make any pharmaceuticals. But the truth is that you actually are working on some FDA-approved pharmaceutical products. So, you, I mean, there really is, this really is a pharmaceutical company, right?
Absolutely. We are at FDA right now on an orphan drug for our joint product called Cresellazine. I don't know any other manufacturers that do what we do. And what that means is that we've got an over-the-counter dietary supplement that, when we finish this, will be sold through the juvenile rheumatoid arthritis division. It'll be prescribed. It'll be sold in pharmacies just like a drug. But guess what? Completely side effect free. The only way you can do stuff like that is you have to be at a pharmaceutical level.
Right.
You know, we are GMP. We've got more certifications. We're only one of five companies in the world that have the informed choice, meaning that anything that comes out of here is drug free. But, you know, again, All American Pharmaceutical, we're known for quality and for innovation. Soon you will see new tours of our facility. We like to show people what's behind the scenes, where most manufacturers, the doors are closed. You know, it's top secret. As I was telling our marketing teams, come on, a capsule machine is a capsule machine. There's no secret machine. You know, they have something to hide. We want to be completely transparent to the consumer. This is what should be happening at your brand's manufacturing site. So that's going to be coming here in the next couple months.
You know what I think you should do? You should fly some key media personalities to Montana to tour the facilities and do videos and talk about it on their radio shows, hint, hint. And put us up in a nice hotel, go out to dinner. You're Italian, I'm Italian, we'll have a great time. You know, that's all. I'm just throwing that out there. That's it.
You know what? I consider it a dead deal. I actually just had Scott Welch from Muscle Insider out of Canada was out a couple weeks ago.
Great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, big video promo. Eric Broser's back on staff with us, so we've got so many cool things.
Yeah.
But consider that, my friend. Not only will you have some good Italian food, but we got the best steak in the country here.
And if I remember correctly, there's a beer that's made not too far outside of Montana called Moose Drool. Do you know what I'm saying?
Everybody has to get some when they come here.
Yeah, I mean, people don't know this, but Moose Drool is a microbrewery that was the first company to use a spun aluminum bottle before all the big manufacturers went, hey, that's pretty cool. We should do that too. It's the best beer in the world. Yeah, definitely.
It's right here in Montana.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you for a couple things. First of all, for being such a loyal sponsor to the show, number one. And number two, for being the kind of company that the show can endorse. Because there's a lot of people we turn away from this show for obvious reasons. And it's harder and harder to find legitimate companies that I can get behind and say unabashedly, this is a good product. If they have something that you're looking for, you can buy it from them. So thank you very much, Dr. Gleaning.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
All right, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks,
Carl.
All right, so there you have it. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad today to learn more. Also want to thank Dr. Drew Leader for talking about this magic phenomenon of pills that the pharmaceutical industry is taking advantage of. Obviously, I agree with Dr. Leader about a lot of things, a couple things maybe not so much, like the role of testosterone replacement, obviously. But nonetheless, he is absolutely right. For some reason, people think there's magic in pills. And quite often, the ritual that he was talking about of mindfulness is probably more powerful in a lot of ways than the pills themselves. But most people don't believe that, but they put their belief in the pills. So there you go. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Tomorrow is Thursday. We have the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show during the first hour. I forget what we have during the second hour. Something exciting. But anyway, thank you for listening today, and we will see you tomorrow.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure.